live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, yes, indeed. It is the Jay and Kevin Show with Kevin.
They knew I was coming.
Good candy, yeah. Mm.
Like Snoop Dogg on The Voice eating Skittles all day while he's filming.
Why not? Oh,
you guys got to do what you guys got to do, right?
Why not, baby?
Say hi to Kevin.
What are you doing?
He's zooming in. He's
just a funny guy. What are you running an ad for Clorox back there?
I know, for real.
I like this guy. Everybody likes this guy. He's the greatest.
I love how you immediately picked up on the Clorox too.
He picks on me. We're buddies.
That's right. It's exactly.
You can put on your headphones if you want.
Or just hold one up if you want. Yeah.
Because I know you're wearing a hat there.
Yeah. Whatever, right? You don't have to impress anybody.
I'm not impressing nobody.
Yeah. There, Kevin, now I can hear you.
There you are.
God, don't I look sexy without this hat on?
I've always said that.
Buddy.
Yeah.
We always did.
I'm like, every time I see you, I'm like, God, Chris looks sexy without a hat on.
Oh, thank you so much, man. You know me.
Hey, I do. What do you get now? What? Are you just a gummy bear guy? Is this what's happening?
I don't eat much candy anymore, okay? I quit Mountain Dew. I don't drink Mountain Dew.
Did you quit completely?
Yeah, 9 months.
Bro.
So I'm cheating right now. This junk food, but
where's your wife?
I don't know. She's somewhere around here cutting a deal.
She's going to do it. No, she'll smell it on you.
She's cutting a deal with a radio station.
There you go. I love that about her.
Christiansen, so I feel like I have to ask you a question. I'm home because I've had pneumonia. I've been coughing. I don't want to get the whole city of Nashville sick. Mm-hmm. So do you have home remedies? You seem like the kind of guy that's going to have some stuff.
I do. You ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
Do you have a garlic clove at your house?
Yes.
You need to go chop it up. Then you need to muddle it like you muddle fruit in a drink.
Yeah.
Pound it and just mince it up. And then you need to put it in some apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot, heat it up, and then drink it. And I know it tastes like just pure trash, but it's really good for you. The garlic will kill anything out of your body. It'll just eat it up just like that. Also, if you drink Fever Tree brand tonic water with quinine, it's yellow and gold. You'll see me drinking them all the time walking around. So it's water with a little bit of tonic in it. It's non-alcoholic, of course.
Okay.
But the key word is quinine. It defeats COVID, defeats flu, all the things.
See, I knew you were. I don't need doctors. I need Chris Jansen.
Also, clean your diet up. I haven't had a Mountain Dew in 9 months. I don't eat any red meat to speak of.
And oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and nothing, I know this sounds so fruity-do, but nothing, it does, sounds so stupid, but no added sugars, no added preservatives, no...
this stuff
well,
you just
candy
ate?
Doesn't count.
Yeah, it does count. It's trash, but I'm just saying, I just wanted some. But I'm saying if you really want to get immediately healthy, you got to cut the crap out of your life.
Yeah, cut the crap. Speaking of that, they're making you go.
Don't eat that Clorox though. That'll get.
Or will it though? I don't know. It might be good.
No, but I'm a what you see is what you get kind of guy. I'm much healthier these days. I feel a lot better these days. I think I look a little better. Hopefully.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you being here.
Roping a cow.
He was, and he's telling you to get out of here. Good to see you, man. Appreciate you, boss.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I see.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right. Well, it is us live from Nashville right now. And let's see, Jay and Slim, who do we have at the table? That's a good-looking dude.
That was hilarious. That's Kelsey Hart.
What's up?
And Steve.
And Steve. Oh, my God. That is the guy who sings that song that everybody loves.
And that my wife and I dance in the kitchen too.
Oh,
it's a dance
goodness.
In the kitchen too song, Kelsey.
How you doing, buddy?
Kelsey, I DJ weddings, and your song is going to be in weddings for the rest of time.
Oh man, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, thank y'all.
That's huge. Yeah. That's staying power.
Man, it's been a pretty wild year.
I imagine. Yes. Did you know?
You know, I, of course, you know, it's my wife and I's first dance song.
Yeah.
And we, when I put we first put the song out, like I could kind of feel, you know, that we had some momentum, but
right.
I don't think any of us expected it to, to do what it's done this year.
You kind of like to say, "Oh, I knew all along."
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we did.
It really only had to please one person. It really only had.
Well,
to,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, if your wife gave it a stamp of approval,
yeah,
then it worked.
Yeah,
everything after that's like gravy on it.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. That, did you write that yourself, or did you with help, or how did that work?
That was a co-write.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. It sure was. And I guess it was, it's been probably 3 years ago now.
Gosh, that's okay. So funny, because everybody's like, oh, that new song. And you're that like, oh, yeah, song. That one from 2021.
Yeah. Kelsey, yeah. Have you been asked to sing it at someone else's wedding yet?
Yeah, I've actually done like 3 or 4 surprise weddings.
No way.
Where I've cool. showed up and sang it. And then a few that wasn't surprises where we just, you know, so we've done that quite a bit.
That's cool. Yeah. That's got to be, I mean, the look on their faces must be incredible.
Oh, dude, it's, yeah. It's special, man. I mean, for it to be Omni and I's song and then get to see people embrace it so much for their, you know, big day. And a song that they'll always remember because it was their first dance.
Absolutely,
you know?
It's yeah. cool. Yeah. All right, enough lovey and mushy stuff.
Yeah.
What's what do you do when you're not being lovey and mushy and writing great songs and singing number ones?
Man, we're I feel like we that's telling them all ago. I've been home very few times this year.
Yeah.
I've pretty much been playing music.
Yeah, right.
For the most part, but now I have I've got to do some hunting.
Nice.
Went and, to Utah and done some mule deer hunting.
Cool. Do you know somebody in that part of the world, or
yeah? So that's where my wife's from.
Okay, cool.
And
yeah.
her whole family's there, and so me and my father-in-law went hunting for 10 days, and that was a good little reset out in the middle of Utah.
That's
so.
Awesome. It's yeah. good that when you say like sometimes if depending on how your relationship was with your father-in-law, you don't want to yeah. say you went hunting with your father-in-law.
Yeah, he, no, man, I honestly couldn't ask for a more chill, cool father-in-law.
You won the father-in-law lottery.
Oh, man, he's great.
That's cool. Yeah. yeah.
You better write a song about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better. Kelsey, I'm trying to picture what hunting in Utah is like. Is it – I just always think of very hilly, like there's a
man,
lot of
so
hills.
Where we hunted was actually out in the desert. So
oh, okay.
like a lot of it is like desert terrain.
Huh.
But then like the perimeter of it was all like mountains.
Sure.
So
okay.
so we're kind of hunting both terrains. We would go up in the mountains and kind of blast down, you know, in some of those valleys and stuff. And it's just – and the thing about Utah, you get up – you'd get up in the morning, it'd be like 25 degrees.
Ooh.
And so you're dressing for 25 degrees, and then as soon as the sun comes up out there in the desert, it's
oh.
like 80.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
All these clothes on. I was like, man, you got to, like, figure out what you're going to like, man, I'm either going to freeze in the morning or burn up. And if you're out in the middle of the woods, then you're having to pack your clothes with you.
Yeah, and you don't want that either.
You don't want that, so it's, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So did you get a deer?
Well, so he actually, I got one last October, but he had the tag this year.
Oh, okay.
So in Utah, it's not like, you know, just one or two guys goes out. It's a group effort.
Oh, wow.
Because there's so, it's so much open terrain that
sure.
you've got like, you know, we had like 8 people with us that had, you know, everybody's on different like hills and stuff with binoculars, you know, looking for the deer.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's a team, it's a group effort out there.
Yeah.
Well,
they're gonna make you go, dude.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I know, Kev.
Glassing is one of my favorite terms. The
yes.
using the binoculars. Do you allow people to glass you at your shows?
Hey, well, I definitely haven't. I've never given anybody permission to, but if they want to, I guess that's
fine. It'd be a little odd. Be a little odd. They're in the third.
Hey,
row.
Well, my shows aren't big enough yet. They don't need. They can get close enough to see me. They don't need them.
Can you imagine you look out there and see that? You're like, okay,
yeah.
that's weird. But,
oh
yeah.
man, old peeping Tom.
Yeah. Well, man, congrats so far, and you know, more success next year, and hope
thank
to you, see
buddy.
You soon. All right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Thank y'all,
Kelsey. We're gonna
yeah,
play
thanks
song,
for zooming right? in, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Oh, heck yeah. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, yes, and our good friend Charlie McCoy serving up another tasty week of celebrity chats. What do you think of that, Kevin? Do you like that one?
I did. I thought you were like really saying that she was like legitimately bringing you guys some treats, like another another treat. And then I was like, oh, I see. You're referring to the interviews as tasty audio morsels.
Yes, for sure. Tasty treats of audio chats. Oh, Steve. Oh, Steve. Can you multitask, Steve? Are you texting and talking?
I'm trying to multitask.
Danger.
Hold on.
Emma's trying to just take his phone, Emma. It's his burner.
Hey, Steve.
No, this is the other one.
It doesn't matter.
Now I got it now. So you can
They're trying to airdrop. Emma's got some pictures and videos and stuff that are trying to airdrop, and
Steve's
doing a great job with it.
No. He's a little unsure of how to airdrop, maybe.
It's funny because Emma's really good at it. This is not a shot to anyone.
You want to take my phone?
Steve.
Thank you.
Steve, who is your...
I had it right, though.
Oh, my gosh. Steve, who is your favorite...
No one.
Today, so far.
Favorite today.
That's going to be hard because you can't remember all of them. I kind of have the list, so I'm cheating. But.
I would say, Russell Dickerson.
Russell Dickerson's great. Yes. He's always going to be hard to beat. He's just too outgoing and funny and fun. And we've known Russell for a long time. And I don't know, Steve, maybe I'm speaking for you, but even though you don't know him, does he make you feel like you know him?
Yeah.
Because he just is so outgoing and friendly.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, we're friends.
Yeah. Old Dominion was cool.
They're great. They're great. Kevin, they're so chill now. I feel like they're so comfortable, which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. They're
old pros. They know what's going on.
Absolutely. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kev?
Steve? It's kind of weird for me because...
Thank you.
I'm hearing the ones that I'm playing here.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so you, with some of the other ones,
back to the ones that I was part of yesterday, a lot of them, and it would be like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, no, Chris Jansen was actually more fun than I thought.
Yeah, because he blurs. Weird thing
where he's all over the place. Chris is like, he can go down a wild rabbit hole, or he can. Like, he got real serious about the health stuff, which was cool.
Dude, he went in hard on that yesterday.
Dude, how much have we talked about that over the years? You're like, I don't care who you are, you can't keep drinking 30 Mountain Dews a day.
Right, yeah.
That dude was drinking 30 Mountain Dews a day.
Yeah. And then he's also the kind of guy that he'll just cold turkey it. He's just so type A with his stuff. That when he goes in hard, and then when he's done, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm like, okay, there you go.
Can we talk about who Steve is not friends with?
Who are you not friends with, Steve?
Kevin.
Well, I mean, I know that part, obviously, yeah.
Who am I not friends with, though?
Steve is so mad at me right now. I'm going to pull the curtain back. Apparently, segment.
You.
Yeah, you are. Steve, you hide it very poorly.
I'm mad.
Apparently, in the last segment, I said, okay, we're... live from Nashville, and I had I was trying to decide who it was that we were talking to and the whole deal. And I'm like, we're live from Nashville, and it's, Jay and Kevin and Slim. Apparently, I said Slim. I did not know that I did that.
I looked right at Steve, and Steve looked at me like, what?
And then Steve said,
I just started laughing.
I go, Steve. So you did correct me?
He did. He said his own name.
Yeah. I think I'm more mad that you didn't hear my correction.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
And honestly...
Because you know what I was doing, guys?
Whatever.
I was just plowing ahead. I was just plowing ahead because Kelsey doesn't know that there was a mistake made. I was just plowing ahead.
It was funny, though. It was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's happened almost three times today where I just... Like, you go autopilot, where his name has popped into my head a couple times, and I was like, no, that's not... I almost called you Slim earlier, and I was like, geez.
That's all right. I almost called you Amy, so it's fine.
Amy? Now, that is funny.
That's only funny to, four people, but those four people are laughing so hard right now. I mean, it's just so funny.
That is who Jay worked with, 31 years ago?
That's correct, yeah.
Those
four people just fell on the floor. Yeah, and we do the show for four people.
We do.
That's a very successful model.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
So we are going to stick with it, friends.
Wasn't she called Famous Amy or something? Or what was her name? Amazing Amy?
No.
Just am I making
just
that
Amy.
just Amy, huh?
Man, I love your passion for nicknames, though. I love. Wasn't she Famous Amy or
Lazy Amy or what was
it? You know, that was she? Amazing Amy. I believe that was the book in Gone Girl.
Are you okay?
You've never seen that movie?
Oh, with that movie Affleck? Is something.
I mean, Emma, is he right? Do you know?
I don't know the name of the book.
She literally goes, I have no idea. There's no way I know that.
I think that's right. But
that's an
weird.
Intense movie, Steve, and I love it. I mean, it's a good movie, but I did not know the name of the book in it.
That's insane that you just did that.
That's weird.
Crazy.
That's a weird connection. There. Okay. Yeah. Not even a connection.
Here's a weird made-up connection that you just made. Good work, friend.
Here's Jay, what I need you to do.
Yes, sir.
I need you to grab your little phone.
Hmm?
And I'm going to tell you who it is that Steve apparently does not like.
Am I supposed to Google?
No, you're just going to go to, I think it's the Coyote Country page.
Okay.
Yep, you just go to Coyote Country. That's the station we work for. And you look at the pictures from yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice there's some great pictures. Ella Langley. There's Chris Jansen. There's Jordan Davis. There's Mitchell Tenpenny and Cody Johnson. And then there's Dasha.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, look at you and Dasha. You guys look totally great. Like you're just posing normal with her.
I'm looking at you.
Now, she is a head taller than you.
She's
two
a tall
heads
human.
Taller than Steve.
I mean, she has boots on, but still, not that big.
Her belly button, which you can see, of course,
right,
is at Steve's nipples, pretty much. But look where Steve's body language is. Look how far away.
Well, he created some distance.
You could park a car between them.
Can I explain what happened?
Leave room for Jesus.
That's correct. He did the same thing with Ella Langley, just FYI.
I need to look back at that one. Oh, yeah, you did. The angle's just better, so you can't tell.
Man, you know what it is, though? Well,
I do know what it is,
I know what happened with Dasha, for sure.
Uh-huh.
She, we were standing there, and then she goes, I don't know what she did, but she must have said something. But then she, bent down to, get more on my level because she's so tall.
No, she was posing with one leg, bent. She wasn't bending down taller.
She did bend down.
I heard her. She did say, oh. I heard her go, oh. As in she realized, I am a lot taller than these two guys.
Yeah. So she definitely did. And then also the whole pose thing.
Yeah, the whole pose thing.
That also, I think, is the deal with...
with Ella?
Yeah.
No.
Kevin goes, no.
Ella looks totally normal. Ella Langley looks like she's just standing there, chill.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jay didn't have trouble posing with them normally.
Hmm. You know what? It's also, I don't know.
You know what else is really good? I someday we should do this. Emma, figure out how to do this. We mic them when we're taking pictures. And then maybe or maybe not play it later. Depending on the conversation, because there's always, you know how that is, Kev, there's always a good conversation after the interview,
right,
while we're taking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
They will always have a comment or something, and Jansen was obviously hilarious. He thought that, he was being rushed, and he doesn't like to be rushed, so he's funny. And there's just always a couple of little sidebar comments that would be great.
Yeah. Well, I'm never taking pictures with you guys again, so.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
it's not with us that's the problem. You'd be all over me. look, the picture with Mitchell Tenpenny. Mitchell's a big dude. I like Mitchell. Yeah, and you are just,
You're
very normal distance between each other.
Same with Chris Jansen.
Yeah.
Same with Cody Johnson.
I don't really see a difference between any of the photos, but.
You have to be joking.
I mean, obviously there is
substantial distance there.
Okay,
with Dasha.
that I think is because of the pose.
Yeah, I mean, you're barely in the picture.
Yeah, it looks like it's a picture of Jay and Dasha.
Emma, didn't you're the one who realized that he was touching my arm when he put his arm around Dasha?
No, that was a different person.
Was that somebody else?
Oh yeah, and that was Kevin.
Yeah,
because Kevin was live. That's right. Kevin was zooming from behind.
Because all I can see is the zoom, and I see
that's
all
creepy.
Of your butts and your hands.
That was just so creepy.
It's so weird. Yeah, I mean, it's such where you guys stand, and
yeah,
Steve
was,
definitely you're a gentleman, Steve. I get it.
Yeah.
You know what? You want to be respectful to the ladies, and that is completely fine.
100%.
But, you know.
I'll take that a million times over the other way, so.
I know. Sorry.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yo, Jay and producer Steve are in Nashville right now. They are interviewing this girl. I did not catch what her name was. She's brand new. She's absolutely beautiful. And I'm trying to watch right now because they're taking a picture. Oh, my gosh. Steve put his arm around her. Woo! Stevie Steve, my guy. He finally put his arm around somebody. That is really something for old producer Steve, let me tell you. I don't know if Jay looked like he might be coming back. Are you back over there, Jay? No, he's not. Okay. It's also funny because our old boss, the first boss who ever fired us, is I can see him right there in Nashville right now. He is, he's just standing there. He's with the artist. I don't know if he's what he's doing. I know he works for another radio company. But that is the first boss who ever fired us. And then after he fired us, many years later, he tells everybody in the business that, oh, yeah, I put Jay and Kevin together. That was my idea. And Jay just had to get up and shake his hand and talk to him. That's funny. That makes me laugh getting to watch that. Okay, guys, getting to watch all of this is what I've been able to do here on my Zoom call to Nashville. We talked about it a little bit ago with producer Steve, who said, I don't see any difference in the way that I take pictures with the ladies as with the guys. But you can go to our Coyote Country page or Jay and Kevin and see for yourself. But right now, we do have a quick little interview with Dasha yesterday where she had a few minutes to sit down with us and see what's up in the life of Dasha. She's had quite a crazy year going viral with the song Austin.